My name is Alexis. I am 17 years old. Today is November 11, 2018, and I'm speaking with Kim, who is my grandma. We are recording this interview in Henderson, Nevada.
Grandma, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
My worst time is, whoa. We were scared, and the B-29 come top of my head. Then like a bomb, a lot of bomb come top of my head. And we had to run it to go to safe place. But if we go safe place, everybody has to come back this way, that way, and then don't know which way go. So just follow somebody else. Then I realize, I find out that my parents gone someplace. And I cry, I say, oh my gosh, what you gonna do myself? But I make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I make it. Then finally, next morning, walk street, day people, lot of cry people, no have any house, all burn up. So we have to go farther, wherever I go. Finally, I find my house over there. I see my grandmother, my brother, a neighbor, couple. And then finally, oh, good. Where you been? You safe? Yeah, I'm safe. Then, you know, no have food. We have to go to get the rice. We are three people, just two cup of rice. Then a lot of people line to get the two cup of rice. And finally we get it, they come back, put a lot of water, put the rice, and just like I can count rice, how many pieces inside. But we have to survive it. Then we have to go to country to get the white potato, vegetable, all that kind of stuff. But I better survive it all this time. So that's my worst memory I have.
Okay. Tell me your favorite memory of me.
Memory, grandma, my granddaughter?
Yeah, of me.
I have a memory by her as she small, she smile, pretty smile, and just like my son, look like her. Then she stay overnight my house, and then sleep together, and. That's why I have a lot of memory by my granddaughter. That's a favor my granddaughter I have.
Aww.
Yeah.
What? No, that's it? That's your favorite memory of me?
Yeah, memory, yeah. Okay. That memory.
Okay, next question. So, do you have any regrets?
Yeah. The golden.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I have great divorce my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have three kids. And then which I now marry this guy, have two sons.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, two sons. And he divorced. Okay? He divorced. But I'm not divorced yet. But I just like come back me like look like young teenager girl look like to me that time, and hold and love my son Ruma, the father, because very, very I love him, and I know love too much my ex-husband.
So then you don't regret it then?
Yeah, great. But because he did a lot of things that to me, So that's why I say, oh, you know, first I thought maybe I regret, but now I don't think so.
Grandma, the question was, do you have any regrets? And you said yes, then you said no.
Yeah, but regret, yeah, like divorce.
So you regret divorcing?
Yeah, because believe three kids.
That's well, what if you could, like, divorce your husband, but keep your kids? Then would you regret it?
No, I can't keep kids.
Oh, no? Oh, okay. Well.
Because I cannot afford it to take care of three kids.
Oh.
So that's why my ex-husband keep it, my three kids.
Okay, then. Well, next question. It's how would you like to be remembered? So what it's saying is, when you die, how would you want people to remember you?
Well, if I die?
Yeah, like when you die.
Yeah.
How would you want people to remember you? Like, how would you want people to describe?
Remember me?
Yeah.
Well, nice mom.
Mm-hmm.
Nice mom. Nice grandma, and
strong.
Yeah, strong. I want to be my kids, grandkids, like me.
Strong.
I'm a strong person.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your hopes and wishes for me and for my future children, if I have any? Why are you laughing?
Well, honestly, tell the truth, now, I feel I don't want a granddaughter to marry.
Okay.
I don't want too young to have a baby, kids. That's why I don't like she's going to marry. I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I can possibly, I can help it, I hope she not never marry. Never marry, never have kids. I want to see smart, go to college, whatever she want to do something, and then she, this word,
affectionate?
No.
No?
Number one person, what is it called?
Professional,
yeah. I want to be like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that I want to be granddaughter like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So my feeling is I don't want to see Mary, period.
Okay.
If she can help herself.
Uh-huh.
Education right now, she need education. And then after finish high school, and then she go to college, and then what she want to be, she want to be dentist.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be, she want to be dentist. And the straight, you know, that goal.
Mm-hmm.
You have the father, that goal.
Yeah.
She can do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The number one, my question is education. Because myself, I don't have too much education. You know, like wartime and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have that. That's why.
Only had sixth grade education,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I want a granddaughter to have
Yeah, school. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
The next question is, tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother. Do you remember the moment you saw my dad, and how did it make you feel?
Oh, first time?
Mm-hmm.
Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a hospital. My memory is...
Were you, like,
the
nervous?
Hospital, he had a big baby. The hospital. On close to 11 pounds and 22 inch. And that moment I see, oh my gosh, that's my son. You know, very loved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing I ask a doctor, he's okay. He have a five hand finger, you know, tall, you know, everything right. And doctor say, yes, you right. But he had to stay hospital a couple of days. He have yellow.
Jaundice.
Something.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay hospital. But ink pen. How do they call it? Ink. He stay over there 3 days over there. Then I cannot take home together. So I go home, but I can sleep. I worry about him. He's okay, you know, like that. Then after 3 days, we go to hospital and they pick him up. Oh my gosh, I cry. Oh, that's my son. Oh my gosh. He just like my father, my husband, you know? So sweet, you know? That's kind of my memory, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
Yeah, Japanese custom. People come in the house, mm-hmm. before coming inside the house, mm-hmm. everybody have to take off shoes. Okay? And then take off shoes, everybody come in. Some people don't like it. But I say, no, you have to take off shoes. Otherwise, you can't come to the house. That's Japanese custom.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in the house, you have to go to the bathroom, wash your hands. Make sure you wash your hands. So I have to tell everybody, wash your hands. Dinner time to eat. Otherwise, no wash your hands? No, you can eat. That's the Japanese custom.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that's my Japanese custom.
Do you?
Yes, very. Because nowadays people not gonna do mm-hmm. like a Japanese custom. Okay, everybody like American wives.
Well, come on, we're in America.
But still some people do take it out shoes, you know?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the next question.
Okay.
It says, tell me about your siblings, meaning your brother. Were you close with your brother?
Yeah, very, very close though, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I cannot close to stay together. Mm-hmm. Because I married an American guy, then I come to United States, so that's why he had to stay at my grandmother's house. Then after that, I go back to Japan, then to see my brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then long time I don't see him, then we have a good time, you know.
Where does he live right now in Japan?
Japan?
Mm-hmm. Where?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
Where he live?
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo.
Tokyo?
Yeah. Tokyo, small place. And my brother, he have two daughter. And the young one, Mary, have a grandson, three grandson.
It's only like one my age, right? One of them is my age.
Mary, yeah. She's young one. She married like 14 years old.
What?
Yeah.
That's allowed?
Yeah. Then older sister, still she not married. She not want to marry. She's a hobby, brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
Every year he change car. That's she have it.
So
she want to take care of my brother and mm-hmm. wife after she old, and that's what she plan. That's why she not want to marry. Nobody.
So then you would say you are close to your brother then,
yeah,
right?
My close, yeah. But still I can't see my brother right now.
Yeah.
I don't see 1935.
Hmm.
That's it, I see. Still I can't go.
We should send like another letter, huh?
But yeah, too expensive to go.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's the reason right now I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
But I miss my brother.
Do you?
Yeah, I call once a month, you know, Tokyo, talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next question is, how did you find your way to your... Well, you have no job right now, but we can say, like, remember when you used to be a cook?
Yeah.
So how did you get that job?
How did I get the job?
Mm-hmm.
I go to the job place, then ask her, you hire somebody, you know, and mm-hmm. the supervisor say, no, not now, I don't need, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then my friend work over there, and the prison she leave, she go to Okinawa, okay, station. So that's why I say, well, I tell manager, I say, well, she leave prison, I can take her place. So he said, because a lot of people waited before you. So I said, oh, come on, I do anything, you know, I begging, you know. So I go every day, 5 days, every day I go over there to see supervisor. What is his name? I forgot. But anyway, come on, please, I want to work. I don't care, I do dishwash, I don't care what I do, bus table, you know, everything. I do everything. So then 5 days after I go over there, then the supervisor give up, like hands up. okay, you can have job. Then I'm so happy, I grab him, hug. Oh, thank you, you know. Yeah, that's the first time job. Since that, 35 years, almost 36 years work.
Wow.
Same place. First beginning, how much you get it? $1.35 hour.
Wow, that's like nothing.
Nothing. Well, but that time, you know, a little bit. Then I have another job and the clean house. Clean the barracks, you know, GI sleep.
Yeah.
That place I work every day. 5 days. Five days here, 5 days here. I work. So my life is nothing but work all the time. But I don't mind work. I like to do clean. I like to do stuff. Yeah.
Okay. The next question is, tell me some of your favorite work stories. Your favorite work stories.
Favorite?
Mm-hmm. Favorite work stories? Like, a memory that's your favorite from work?
What do you mean, favorite? No, I have a favorite. You like to cook, so I cook it.
What?
That's a favorite?
No, your favorite work stories. Like, what is something... Like, what is one of your favorite memories from work? Remember you told me one day that you used to memorize every, like, person's meal?
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, like, remember, Something like that. Like,
yeah, if a guy come in morning,
uh-huh.
I see, oh, okay, he like omelets. Oh, he like sunny side up. So oh, he like that. I can remember all the guy menu.
So is that like one of your favorite memories then? Being able to memorize everybody's
menu? Yeah, memorize the old guy and the food, you know, breakfast and food. Yeah. The other guy like me, then put the box, you know.
Tip.
What they call them? Put the name. Kim French. She's a good job, you know. Mm-hmm. She can remember every time we come in morning, and she first thing she see me, she know what I want it. So everything I fix it, put it down up over there. Wow, Kim, you amazing. Everybody you know. And then one Kano, big boss, he come from Los Angeles, TDY, and come in, and I know he like sunny side. You know, sunny side. So I see him, then I start to cook sunny side. Then I put a table, he like bacon, hash brown, and the sunny side. So I put the top. And like, oh, good morning. And he said, good morning, Kim. How are you? I said, fine. Here, yeah, your food. Oh my gosh, you amazing, you know, all kind of stuff. That's why I always get that. Employee-mans?
Employer-the-month?
Yeah,
month.
I get it all the time.
Didn't, like, someone give you a coin?
Yeah, that's the general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One time, the give it a coin. I have.
Really?
Yeah, still I have my house.
Okay.
Then one time, me and my husband, called,
mm-hmm.
come in the headquarters. I said, what is it? What to do, you know? And the supervisor said, well, I don't know. Just go see. So we go, me and my husband go over there. And then they sit down He come in. He said, oh, thank you so much, you come in. And then I say, oh, thank you very much, you invited me. And he said, you know, I hear all about you. You know, you come in. And then, so I gonna give it to war, you know. So then special the wine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, special wine mm-hmm. and the champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband give it to champagne. He gave it to me wine. Yeah, then he gave it to me some
signature.
Sign stuff. And he gave it to me that. That's why I have a very, very good coming that workplace.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good memories.
Oh, yeah. I have so much memory. Different guy. Then one guy, Kano, he's retired. He tell me, and Kim, your address. I said, address? So everybody look at me, oh, you know, like, you know. So, but anyway, I'm going to work Los Angeles airport and some kind of big boat something. So if you want to trip, go to Japan, I'm going to do something for you.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
Did you do it?
No. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after that, that's so many years mm-hmm. after, you know, I lost the contract. So, but he gave it to me, the paper and the stuff. I'm Los Angeles over the airport, and they're looking for me. Then I'm going to do something for you. That's why I have a very, very good coming. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very good memory I have. Okay, I have best friend two. And one Michiko, another one Haruko. And we have good time there too. And coming every weekend, come my house. I cook for and play card. And mm-hmm. watch Japanese movie or the Korean movie and cry together and then have a good time, eat. Then if you cry, Haruko, she's a favor. Cry, he do like this. Use this.
Her sweater?
Yeah,
her
sweater.
Sleeve?
Yeah, see this. So me, Michiko, and use toilet paper, put right here, and cry, just cry, toilet paper, trash, fill it up, you know? But that's kind of stuff, I have memory, really. Then Haruko died
mm-hmm.
2 years before, in September.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget that. I never forget. I miss it, really miss it. What are you doing?
What?
You pull hair stuff. But anyway, that's my memory. Wait. I have a good time, bad time sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's life.
I didn't even get to ask the question to you. You just answered it. Well, I said I get to record the question. The question was of the people that you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most and what do you miss the most about them? And my grandma was saying that you miss Haruko, right?
Haruko.
And she misses the most about watching Korean dramas with them.
Yeah.
And crying in the sad parts.
Could I gather, you know? I have a lot of memory by her. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why if you see somebody, friend, you know, what is it called?
Forget? Forget?
No. You never can forget the person. You know, like a lot of people, friend, but not really.
Close friend.
Close friend.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, her Michiko, Haruko, best friend, really. We cry together, and smile together, and then dance together, house, you know, music, put the dance, and all that stuff, you know, have a good time, you know. That's why I miss it. Right now, sometimes I do.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, the next question is, can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Happy?
Mm-hmm. What about Marcus?
Yeah, my grandson? Yeah, I'm a happy person. I have already. you know, but it's fortunate not that they're together. Mm. That's kind of very sad.
Well, what's your happiest memory about Marcus?
Marcus? He's so cute. He's so cute. Mm. And he smiled just like my granddaughter, just like him. Then he's smart, every 1 year old, but he's smart. He know whatever something, he gonna point to his finger, and this and stuff. Oh gosh, I miss it already. This morning she leave, he leave, and I miss it already. That's why I love him. I don't care what he, I go to do everything I can do to, you know, make
him happy.
Happy, yeah. I miss him.
The next question is, share a favorite story about Grandpa.
Favorite?
Yeah, what's your...
Grandpa?
Yeah, your favorite story with Grandpa. Why are you making that face for?
Well, he's a good, nice guy. He's a good heart.
You know? Not describe him. Your favorite story with him.
Story together?
Yeah, like your memory. What's your favorite memory with Grandpa?
Oh, memory have my son, Luma. That's have memory. And he's overseas that time. Have about the Luma. And he's overseas, but he take vacation. He come 1 week vacation, come see the Luma. You know, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Then stay 1 week, then go back again. Where he at? The ice. Iceland? Or someplace, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you go back over there. But he that time very, very memory, you know, good time I have Grandpa.
Okay. The next question is, tell me about the best or worst person you have ever worked with.
Worst? I don't have that.
No? What about the best person then?
Best? Mm-hmm. Work together?
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of them.
Oh my goodness.
I can point to one person.
Okay, then well, tell me some of them.
I don't know name. That's already finished a long time before.
Oh my gosh. Well, who do you remember the most out of all of them? What's like, I don't know how to explain.
Well, like I. Sumiko, Mosi, Lydia, Miriam,
mm-hmm.
Arlene, Kim, Korean lady, Kanye, and Tiffany. And who else? I have a lot of Maria. I have a lot of people.
Okay, well that's fine. All those people work.
Yeah, work together.
Okay.
Nice memory we have.
And
still contact with two people.
What?
Tennessee and the Denver, Carolina.
Oh, your coworkers?
Yeah, the coworkers, yeah.
All right, the last question is, what is your happiest moment with Grandpa?
Happy?
Happiest moment with Grandpa.
Happy moment together is Mary.
Really?
Yeah, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And Disneyland.
Honeymoon,
Disneyland. That's a very kind of memory, you know. Mm-hmm. Then,
well, that's that. You only need one memory. That one, only one memory. Don't stress out. Okay. So this is the end of my interview with my grandma.
Thank you so much, interview.
You're supposed to say your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name, Kinuko.
Oh. Oh my goodness, no, go ahead.
Yeah, Kinuko, French, And then before Mary, Kinuko Okada.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, I never have an interview like this. That's why I kind of a little bit kind of shy. But my best myself to talk my granddaughter, my story. And thank you very much.
Is that it? Is that all you want to say?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.